And again, they were very odd. They disrupted my class more than anybody else's. And that wasn't directed against me, but I had the biggest class at noon, 500 kids. They disrupted that, yes? And at first, I remember I came back and they disrupted it, and there was something with students at Oshkosh. It was the Oshkosh cases.
Yes.
And what was Oshkosh? And my reaction was, it's a dreadful place. Why are you interested in Oshkosh? That's how it started. But again, they disrupted my class, the blacks, and then apologized to me. So somehow I became the envy of all my colleagues. I remember one of them, you know, who was a little frightened person, really, said to me, how come, you know, you come out smelling like a rose, you know? I mean, you take a rather strong line. I mean, you don't stand for nonsense, and yet they talk to you. And this, of course, true, and you can read that in that article again, from a left point of view, in this book. I said, well, it's very easy. I don't take it that seriously. I mean, I look at it as a historian. They forgot they were historians during that, you see. And they became involved, which was ridiculous. I mean, I'm not an American, so I don't know. Maybe they had all this guilt about blacks and all this guilt about the war. You know, I didn't have that guilt feeling. I looked at it as a historical episode because it was clear that, you know, it would blow over. I mean, that was it.